Celebrate Christmas with Cambridge 105 Radio. Dr. Sean Lang tells us what happened when Christmas was cancelled.
In this time of cancel culture, we're always hearing stories of how Christmas has been turned into a winter festival, or of people being warned not to wish their friends Merry Christmas in case they cause offence to non-Christians. Think yourselves lucky. At one time, Christmas really was cancelled, by law.
John Hammond introduces a special edition of The Big Band Show.
Maybe you're listening to me while you're eating away. Hopefully you won't choke on a Brussels sprout.
And the Cambridge Film Show picks the best movies of the year.
We count down our top 12 films voted for by our lovely team of reviewers.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from everyone at Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33 on Cambridge Breakfast, and there's just four more sleeps until the congestion charge consultation should be completed. And I'm joined now by Phil Rogers, a political blogger and analyst, to kind of talk through, really, where we are in terms of the sustainable travel zone, to give it, I guess, as the official title. As we always mention at these times, not just the congestion charge, in theory at least, there is a plan to improve the buses. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
So how is everybody doing, would you say? First of all, GCP, in terms of getting the message out to everybody about what's happening?
Well, there's certainly been a great deal of discussion about this issue in local media, in social media, and I don't know about you, but when I've been down the pub, I've kind of walked from one end of the pub to the other and passed three or four different tables who are all talking about this.
So I confess I was in a pub last night, and on the next table, I wish I could have identified him. He may not have been local, but somebody who at one point during the conversation said, "When I was a councillor." And that conversation was about the congestion charge.
Yeah, there's a lot of it about, and we are hurtling, as you say, towards the deadline for the consultation, which is noon on Friday. So if anybody wants to express their opinions and get them included in the consultation results, then now's the time.
It's turned out to be quite binary, hasn't it? Really, the debate here, and the improvements to the bus services, which of course got that blow early on when after the GCP's announcement of we're going to improve the bus service, I think it was just a few days later that Stagecoach came along and said they were going to unimprove the bus services by cancelling 17 or 18 routes that then had to be funded by the county council. But it seems to have turned in, I guess we should have expected this all along, into a do we want the congestion charge, do we not want the congestion charge kind of debate. Is that fair?
Yes, I mean, I think part of this is just the polarising effect of social media, and people are identifying as being on one side of the debate or the other. And you know, there has been some quite unpleasant slanging matches going on, I think, for want of a better word. But also there have been quite a number of thoughtful contributions on both sides as well. So there have been a good deal of careful thought about what the problems are, how we address them, and how we deal with the multiple overlapping issues that Cambridge has to deal with in this area.
It is strange, because when you drive, you can go from one extreme to the other. On some occasions, you can absolutely sail through Cambridge in a car, no problem whatsoever. Another time, I cite the incident of, I think, about 3 weeks ago. My mission was to go to Tesco's and then go and fetch Mrs. Clover from school. It took me 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that, which is why I normally walk or use a bicycle.
That's right. I mean, you know, I cycled here today. I normally get around town on bike unless I've got something really heavy to transport. But I think everyone knows that sometimes, you know, it's perfectly fine. Other times, it's when it's bad, it's really, really bad. And obviously, school term makes a big difference too.
Absolutely. What kind of things are people putting forward? I've noticed there's, in the last few days in particular, there's been a collection of people saying, well, if you're coming out of Cambridge, if you work, I don't know, for the sake of argument, in Newmarket and you're on the edges of the zone, you're going to be caught, even though you're not really that much part of the problem.
Yes, yeah, so this is definitely a big feature. So roughly half the journeys in Cambridge by car in the morning peak are people who live in Cambridge, but most of those are actually people commuting out. So a third of journeys overall are people who live in Cambridge and are going out of the city.
And we see that on our travel news every morning. Trumpington Road, Hawkesden Road, of course, typically it's not on there, unless it has been on there. And it's in both directions. You get one set of delays coming in and another set of delays going out on the same road, suggesting that, clarifying what you're saying, really, that it's a two-way problem.
Yes, I mean, obviously, there are more people who want to come into the city than there are going out, but it's still quite a significant number who are going out, and those people will have to pay the charge, and in many cases, even with the enhanced buses, they're not necessarily going to have a good alternative to that.
Mm. The other thing, when I was speaking to Peter Blake the other week from the GCP as the transport director there, and he was, whilst obviously he has to wait until after the consultation, he kind of slightly warmed to the idea of something which is going on in Oxford right now, which is giving a set of free passes every year to residents. So that, I don't know, I guess if somebody has a hospital appointment, say, they could use their free pass in order to attend the hospital without being caught if they, say, wouldn't otherwise be using their car at that time.
Yes, and I think there's also going to be an incentive if the scheme does go ahead to get people to register, because quite a big part of the costs of running the scheme are actually doing the ANPR lookup, where they look at the number plate on the car and work out whether you paid the charge or not. And they will actually have to pay to query the database. So if they can get people to register locally, that's going to reduce the running costs.
Because there will be the criticism, oh, it's just a money-making scheme. £5, it's just to make money, it's nothing to do with congestion at all.
I guess the GCP case is that we do have a great number of cars on the road, and we do need to try and shift people to more sustainable forms of transport. Imposing the charge is kind of the stick that goes with the carrot, if you like, of better bus services. And even if it just encourages people to cycle more, that will reduce congestion as well. But obviously, as you say, the charge is applying all day long, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, and only certain times in that period are congested.
It's interesting what adjustments might be made when it comes, or if it comes to fruition, I guess. Front page of Cambridge News this morning, congestion charge facing fresh blow. And this is East Cambridgeshire councillors officially opposing what they're describing as an unfair tax. And I guess a great number of people from East Cambridgeshire, and as I was saying earlier on this morning, the border isn't actually that far away if you head up the A10. That's a Conservative-controlled council at the moment.
Yes, that's right. So this isn't really a very great surprise that Conservative-controlled councils don't like the congestion charge. But East Cambs has all up elections in May, so this is going to be a really big issue, I think, for those elections. And it's a council where the Lib Dems are hoping to take control. They came fairly close last time. But whether the congestion charge is going to be the sort of the magic bullet for the Conservatives, we'll have to see.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there was the council by-election for South Cambs in Northstoke a couple of weeks ago, and I think a Lib Dem and a Conservative were elected there. It had been two Lib Dems, and in fairness, the third Lib Dem didn't come too far behind. Do you think there was any impact there on congestion charge?
Well, the Conservative candidate certainly thought there was, and it has to be said there was a pretty massive swing from the very large Lib Dem majority that that happened at the May elections to what happened in the by-election, where it was pretty much nip and tuck. So I think we are going to see an electoral impact, definitely.
And in Cambridge, of course, it's only going to be a third of councillors elected next year, I think. So that's possibly not really going to have too much of an impact unless something really dramatic happens.
Yes, I think within Cambridge we're probably not going to see too much effect politically. It's very safe Labour at the moment. The main challengers are the Lib Dems, who are also pretty much in favour of these proposals, I think, though some of them have been a bit quiet about it, it has to be said. Within the Labour Party in Cambridge, there has been more sort of a, let's say, a spectrum of opinion. We've had the Cherry Hinton councillors who've come out very
I think
much
all three, Councillor Dryden, Councillor McPherson and Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Mark Ashton, all sort of to a greater or lesser extent saying they're not too keen on the idea.
That's right, but on the other hand, there is some very strong support for it as well from other Labour councillors. So Dave Bagent is the sort of the main cheerleader and also one of the decision takers on the GCP board.
And I noticed this morning, independent councillor for Queen Edith, Sam Davis. Sam has published one of her regular blogs, and I have to say I might have had Sam marked down as somebody who would be in favour of the congestion charge, but not so, it seems.
Yes, Sam kept her powder dry on this for a while, but she has now posted this very long and thoughtful piece about the various issues involved. And, I'd certainly encourage people to go and read it, but basically what she's saying is that the real question we should be asking is, do we want all this growth in the city that these proposals are sort of coming in to support? So, and her conclusion is that the proposals as they are at the moment aren't something that she can support, and she also thinks they're not politically deliverable. Which, well, we'll see how that turns out.
That's a very interesting side, because obviously we've got Lib Dems in charge of South Cams, we've got Labour in charge of Cambridge City, we've got so they're sending members onto the GCP if they're in favour. I guess they have to risk the court of public opinion.
Yes, and the really crucial electoral challenge is going to come in 2025, and that's when we've got both the mayoral elections for the whole of the combined authority, and that's kind of key for the bus franchising aspect of this, and we've also got the county council elections, and that will kind of be, you know, do the Conservatives come back in and stop it all, or do the non-Conservative parties hold on to power and see the thing through in some form.
Because that could potentially be on the cusp of when the first bits of this are being introduced.
Yes, well, by then we will already have had the, assuming everything goes ahead as planned, we will have had the bus improvements and those will be coming through. We won't yet have had the charge at that point. That will come in sort of more 2027, if it goes ahead as planned. But we have to wait and see what the consultation says, and there may be some modifications to what's proposed or may go ahead largely unchanged. We'll have to wait and see.
And that consultation closes, as we said, on Friday, 12 noon. That's
12
nice
noon,
precise to people racing up to GCP. I don't know, no idea where GCP headquarters are. people will be racing there to hand in their consultation.
Yes, it's made up of Cambridge, South Cams and East Cams. So it's a little bit disembodied maybe, but you can go to the website. The thing to search for is GCP Making Connections Consultation, and that should take you to it. There is quite a lot to it. There's quite a lot to read. But if you want to have your say, then you, as you say, you've got till 12 noon on Friday. So time is running out.
As always with these things, we urge everyone really to make their voice be heard on this. Phil Rogers, good to see you. Merry Christmas as well.
And to you.
Thanks. We'll catch up in the new year. Goodness knows what we'll be talking about then. Political analyst Phil Rogers takes us to 8:45.
Cambridge 105 Radio.